Most of the time when people see vector questions, they think, fuck that, I ain't doing that shit, it's too hard. But it's actually nowhere near as difficult as it seems. I'm going to try and simplify it for you and also help you see if you can get one or two marks here and there just by fucking doing basic stuff. So first thing is that vectors are basically telling us how do we get from one point to another using only lines with arrows on them. Now, that means we can't use lines that don't have arrows. So this line here basically becomes redundant. We can't travel up here. So to get from A to B, that's what that means. We start at A, how do we get to B? We have to go this way because these two lines have arrows on them, so we can use them. So this is going to be minus A because it's going opposite to the direction of the arrow, minus A plus B because it's going in the direction of the arrow, so that's going to be positive. And that one literally is as simple as that. So the basics of vectors are super, super simple. Just how do you get from one point to the next one using only lines with arrows? Now here's where it gets fucked up. O to P. So there is no line that goes directly from O to P, so we need to be traveling along other lines. Now, we could go this way, then that way, or that way, then that way. Doesn't really matter. I'm going to choose this way, and you'll maybe see why in a sec. So OP, I'm going to say let's go from O to A plus A to P. Now, we've got this information up here. BP to PA is 1 to 3. That means if this is 1, that's 3. Now, it isn't 1 and 3, but that's the proportion of them. That's the ratio. So that means that this is going to be a quarter of the line and this is going to be 3/4 of the line. Now, don't get mixed up and thinking that's a third and 2/3 because it's 1 and 3. 1 to 3 means there are 4 parts in total. This is 1 of those 4 parts and PA is 3 of those 4 parts, therefore 1/4 and 3/4. Now, O to A is nice and simple. That's just A. A to P. Now, I know what you're saying. Oh, you said you can't travel along this line. Yeah, well, shut the fuck up. Listen to me, all right? Whenever you're trying to find part of a line, don't. Find the whole line and then times it by the fraction of it that you actually want. So rather than find AP, what we're going to do is find 3/4 of, what the fuck was that? 3/4 of AB. Didn't really need the bracket there, but wrote it anyway. So we're going to find AB, which is this whole line, and then just find 3/4 of it. That's going to make it A plus 3/4 of, and we've already found AB, so that's going to make our life a lot easier. Minus A plus B, then we times out this bracket. Don't make silly mistakes when you're times out brackets, especially when there's fractions in front. It's not difficult. So 3/4 times minus A is just minus 3/4 A. I don't want to hear you fucking saying, oh, it's 3/4 minus A. No, it's not. 3/4 minus A is 3/4 take away A. This is negative 3/4 A. And then 3/4 times B is positive 3/4 B. Now we're going to collect like terms. A minus 3/4 A is 1 whole A, 1 A take away 3/4 A is 1/4 A plus 3/4 B, and that's it.